Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be in church. Man, isn't it blessed to be in church? And there's no better place to be on Wednesday is church. You know, the world may think of us as crazy. They may think of us as weird, dressing weird, talking weird, acting weird. But you know what? We are different. Amen. We are different. That's what we ought to do. And I praise God for faithful folks who are in church on a Sunday evening. And I mentioned this morning, we've adjusted our hearts for our clocks. And I pray that God adjusted our time last night, and I pray that God will adjust our hearts today. Amen. And I've been saved. I got saved in 2008. And I tell you this, church, that my life was a wreck. You know, I'm living a life of sin. I was deep in sin. I was a full blown alcoholic. I wasn't doing good at all. I mean, I put my family through a lot. And I mean, all I thought about and did was drink booze, go to bars. That's all I did. That's all I cared about. You know, and, you know, it took a lot out of me. You know, nearly killed me. You know, that's what the devil does. And, you know, we've lost everything and due to alcoholism with my poor choices in life. And, you know, I found myself in a pit. You know, I try to live life my own way. Made my own plans, did my own thing, and you know I didn't care about anybody. I didn't care about my family. I didn't care about my marriage, my child Mariah. I didn't care about any of that. I was so selfish. You know, with being selfish, being prideful, you know, comes destruction. You know, and I found myself in a tough spot, and you know, but the Lord is He's special. You know, He's special. No, we had nothing left. We were actually living here in Albuquerque at that time, and we went back to the reservation. We didn't have anything at all, and I was struggling. It was a big spiritual warfare. You know, it was going on, and finally, I mean, I said, Lord, you know, my wife led me to the Lord in 2008, and I told the Lord, you know, you saved me. Let's see if you're true. Let's see if you're real. You know, I have nothing. I mean, I lost everything. I know it's my fault. What do I got to lose? If you really say that you love me, if you really say that this is true, if you really believe, if you really believe that the Word of God is true, show me. And I put my faith and my trust in Jesus Christ. Got saved, got baptized, started going to church. You know, it wasn't easy going to church. You know, I struggle sometimes. I didn't want to go to church sometimes. I felt like giving up. But I kept going. And I kept going. And later down the years, we were knocking doors. We were knocking doors there on the reservation. And God touched my heart on one particular. I was sharing with your pastor earlier. It was an Navajo woman and her son sitting there. And we were with the soul winner, with myself, another soul winner, and he was an Anglo. We went into the house and the grandma was sitting there, and he was giving her the gospel. I knew nothing about soul winning. I didn't know what to do. All he said was, you know, just make sure you pray for me. Make sure that dog don't attack me. All right, make sure that's your job. You do that. And so I said, okay, that's simple enough. I'll just kind of step back, look around, see what these guys have. And, you know, I'll keep look busy. And but during that period, his name was Brother Jonathan. He went and he presented the gospel, and the grandmother and his son kept looking over at me like this. Kept looking, they kind of glanced at him, but they kept looking at me. And he caught on that, and he goes, Brother Ryan, hey, why don't you go and take him and tell him about Jesus? I said, Brother, man, what do I say? I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. He goes, just tell him what the Lord did for you. And as soon as I introduced myself, and their eyes lit up. You know, they wanted to hear what I had to say. And I told him what the Lord has done for me. And by that, Brother Robert, he's been faithful. His mom just passed away about a year or 2 years ago. And he's still coming. He's growing in the Lord. He rides our van route, and he's there every Sunday. And he's always telling me, he writes little notes in his Bible, and he says, look what I learned this week, look what I learned this week. He asks a lot of questions, and it's a blessing. And that's what really touched my heart. And I was telling Brett, man, we need more preachers. Man, we need more churches. Man, who's going to go? And the Lord's like, you are. No, you're going to go. And I was like, yeah, well, we need more church. Hold on one second. Me? I mean, what? No, hold on. Hold on. Time out here, right? Hold on. I don't have nothing to say. Lord is, yes, you do. That's your people. And that's your responsibility. Hey, they're going to listen to you. They're going to listen to you. And I want you to preach for me. He called me to preach. So I got called to preach, and I struggled with it for a while. But then later on, you know, I surrendered to it. Later on, he said, you're going to go to Window Rock. You're going to start a church there. And I tell you this, the Lord's been so good to us. And we're just about finished with our training there at our college. And in May, we'll be done, and we're going to be hitting the road. We're going to be going on deputation. We're going out as a full-time church missionary church planner to the Navajo Nation. Our plan is to start a work there in Window Rock, start there, establish that church, train a Navajo men, families to raise them up, and they're going to take over the church, and then we're going to go to another spot there on the reservation and start more churches. That's what the Lord will have us to do, and we're excited about it. We're nervous, we're scared, you know, it's all that stuff that comes with it. But you know what? You know, it's all the Lord's doing. I can't do any of that. We can't do any of that. You know what? But it's all Him. Amen. If we listen to Him, we follow Him, we be obedient to Him, you know, He'll provide. He'll lead the way. You know, He's the why the Bible says, hey, my thoughts are not your thoughts. You know, He goes, you know, but the heavens are higher than the earth. Yeah. You know, my ways, you know, it's my ways, not your way. And we are sure excited about what the Lord's doing in our life. And there's just no better place to be than church. There's no better place to be in the Lord's hands and following the Lord and being a Baptist, being a Christian, reading the Bible, praying and leading your family and getting up, knowing that you're going to go to heaven, not being afraid of death, not being afraid, you know, knowing that you have everlasting life, knowing that you have God, knowing that you have faith, that you have the Holy Bible. And it's wonderful to be a Christian. So wonderful to be a Christian. I'm glad I'm here tonight. And with that being said, let's go ahead and open our Bibles and go with me to the book of Luke and in chapter number 5. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, let's go ahead and stand in honor of God's word. And start in verse 4 and read verse 4 and verse 5. The Bible says here in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible says, and now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Lord, thank you for being so good to us. Father, we thank you for this church. We thank you for your people. Father, we thank you for the faithfulness, Lord, for folks singing to you and giving to you. And Lord, we ask, Father, that you will bless in many ways, Father, this church. Pray that you will bear much fruit, Father. I pray that there will be a light in darkness, Father, that they would go forth and they would spread the gospel, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you would do a mighty work here, Father, in this Liberty Baptist Church. Lord, I pray, Father, you be with every family here that's represented, be with the pastor, his family, the ministries, Lord. Lord, we ask that you be with us tonight, Father. Help me as I speak your word. Lord, I have nothing to say, Father, but you do. Lord, I pray that I will be a vessel for you, Father. Help me to say what needs to be said. Speak to hearts tonight, Father. Speak to me, Lord. Father, help me now, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You ever had come a time in your life where you were ever disappointed? Where things just didn't go your way? You know, I got a little frustrated this morning. It was all my fault. The other night, our headlight gave out, the low beam. And out in Ganado, we don't have the luxury of a O'Reilly's right down this block. Or we don't have a AutoZone right down the street. You know, we have to drive about an hour away for that. And I was kind of nervous, and So my wife went into town. I gave her a list of things, and she came back with the parts and stuff. So I got to work on it. And it's so frustrating because these older rides, you can open a hood, you know, pop open the headlamp. Real easy, 1, 2, 3. It's pretty simple. But not with our truck. All right, our truck, we have to put, you know, get out. You have to turn the truck on. Then we have to turn the wheel this way. Certain day, you have to get under the tire, behind the tire, unscrew. We had to take off a panel just to get to the headlamp. And it was so frustrating. So I did that last night, to be exact. I went there last night. And it took me about 30 minutes just to take off that headlamp. Man, I was struggling. At the same time, our dog was jumping on me, and I was ready to, you know, kill that dog. So I finally got it out. I got it out and took it out, and I looked at the new part, and I looked at this one. I said, "Oh man, they gave my wife the wrong part. Grief." And I told my wife about it. I said, "Oh man, it's okay. We'll go back." We'll go to O'Reilly's on the way to Albuquerque. We'll take care of it. So we went to O'Reilly's this morning and did all the refund things. And you know, these headlamps, I used to remember they're like $5. They used to be like $10. Now they're like $50 for one headlamp. So I got my money back and bought another one. And we came into town. And I said, "Man, I got to take care of this. I got to take care of this before it gets dark. I don't want to get pulled over." And so... We got to the hotel this afternoon, did the same thing, and I pulled it out and it still wouldn't work. I said, "They gave me the wrong part again." I said, "Oh man, what's going on?" I was getting a little frustrated, but come to find out, it was my fault. I was taking out the high beam rather than the low beam. It would have made it simple if I just followed instructions. If I just took the time to look, you know, to slow down a little bit, if I just look at the part, make sure things were right, and make sure I got the right part. But I didn't do that. I got so frustrated, and I said, "Man," and come to find out, I got the wrong part. So finally, about 30 minutes ago, I got the right part. I was under the truck for quite a while, and finally we got it going, so we're good to go. We're good to go. And the Bible here speaks of Jesus in verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "And Jesus being full," go to Matthew chapter 5. It says, "It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he had entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship." So here we see Jesus coming, and he sees the fishermen, he sees Peter, and he sees James. And they were disappointed, they were frustrated. Why were they frustrated? They were out the night before, and they were fishing. And Peter, what I think was probably the best fisherman in that day. He knew exactly where to go. He knew the proper techniques. He knew what bait to use. He knew what net to use, how big, how many men he needed. He knew how big the boat needed to be. He knew all that. And he went out the night before, and they toil all the night, the Bible says, and they fish, and they fish, and they fish. But yet the Bible says that they have taken nothing. So we see that Peter and the fishermen went back to the shore due to the fact that they were frustrated. They were disappointed. And then here comes Jesus. He comes and Jesus, he sees them. And he sees their ship standing by the lake. And the fishermen were out of them and were washing their nets. The point is this: there are times in life when we get very frustrated when we do things. We may get frustrated with our jobs, or maybe our families, or maybe when we are trying to present the gospel, when we're teaching, when we're preaching, when we're singing, when maybe things are just don't seem right, when things are just don't feel right, when people are not showing up, when people are not giving, when people are not helping, and it seems like it's just overwhelming sometimes. And you ask yourself, why? What is going on? What is the problem here? But as we notice here, Peter went out and was doing his fishing without Christ.
Yeah.
Without Christ.
That's good.
And we ought to be careful that we do things with Christ. And in verse 1, the Bible says, and the people pressed upon him. We ought to be pressing upon him, to know and hear the word of God. And he saw two ships. Let's see, here's the first thing. He saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And listen to this. He entered into one of the ships. So Jesus Christ sees one ship here, then he sees another ship here. So then he goes to Peter. He says, hey, I need to borrow your ship for a little bit. I want to teach you something. I want to teach the people something. First lesson we ought to do is, we ought to invite Christ into our lives. Into our lives, into our ministries, into our church, into our families.
Yeah.
We ought to invite Christ. Because Christ, here, he says he entered into one of the ships. He had permission from Peter. He asked Peter if he would be able to use his ship. And as he taught, he said, okay, thrust out a little. Jesus told Peter to thrust out a little bit. After teaching, you know what we ought to do? After hearing the word of God, what is this? Have faith in God. When we allow God to enter into our lives, when we allow God to lead us in the right direction, we will have enough faith to go out just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, God knows you will not handle a lot, so he won't give you a lot just yet. He knows if you give it too little, it's going to hurt you. He knows if you give it too much, he's going to hurt you. So he gives you just a little bit. When we have just a little bit, a little faith, what does a little faith say in the Bible?
Yeah.
A little faith, what, can as small as a mustard seed will be able to move mountains? That's all we need. Ever seen a grain of a mustard seed? That is small, 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 small. That's how much faith we need. And as he taught Peter out of the boat, he says, thrust out. He would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So Peter allowed God to come into his ship, into his vessel, and Peter was willing to be taught. We ought to be willing to be taught. Even though it hurts, even though it may sound strange, even though it may sound rough, even though it may seem impossible, but those are the greatest opportunities that God wants to use us when we are in doubt. That is the best time that God wants to use us, and when we don't have enough faith. God, that makes us stronger. That makes our faith stronger. That makes us grow. That makes us, that makes us get in the Bible more. That makes us pray more. That gets us closer to God. I mean, that makes us press upon Him when we have faith in God. Can I tell you this? I'm scared to go to Windrock. I'm scared. Because I know I can't do it alone.
That's right.
And if I do it in the flesh, I'm going to be disappointed. That church will not function the way it should be. It won't be a church that glorifies God if I go at it alone. But if I have God in my sight, if I have God in my heart, if I have God knowing that God is there to help me, then I'm going to have some faith.
Amen.
I'm going to have some faith. God says, go ahead, thrust out a little bit.
Yeah.
Thrust out a little bit. And when we get out of the ship, we get away from the shore, where you're comfortable, where you feel safe. Sometime God says, hey, you need to get out of there. You need to go, hey, go reach some people. Hey, go read your Bible a little more. Hey, go pray a little more. Hey, go give a little more. Hey, go witness more. Hey, give more light Give more light. Be a better witness. Get away from the shore. Get away. That's not, you're not growing. You're not able, you're not feeding yourself. You're not trying to get a blessing. You're not doing any of that. When you're on the shore, he says, hey, thrust out a little bit. Thrust out a little bit. So they go. And maybe you get scared right here. Oh man, what are my friends going to think? Hey, what am I going to do? Hey, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Say, hey, I got you. Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, remember who was on the ship? Jesus. Jesus was on the ship. Every time the disciples go, they put themselves in a little bit of a bind. They get into shore. They get into storms of life. Who do they call? Jesus. What does he do? He calms the storms. You know, the winds, they cease. The waves, they cease. Because they know Jesus is there. When we thrust out just a little bit. Just a little bit. You can have, your faith will even grow. I remember as a kid, I was scared of water. I didn't want to get in water. Why? Because I was afraid to drown. And I remember my grandfather, he would put me in the swimming pool. And I'd be running my legs like this, I'd be scared. He goes, just relax. Put your feet down. Relax. And I'd be all scared because I was going to drown. But he put my foot down right into a little 2 feet. And my feet go touch the ground. Hey, I'm okay. All I needed was just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith. And just to get out a little bit. When you get out a little bit, hey, this isn't too bad. Hey, this isn't too bad. Hey, get in the water. It's fine. Hey, come to church. It's not too bad. Hey, come on. Hey, come with me to Sunday school. It's not too bad. Hey, come on. When we have that mentality, hey, you're going to want to do more. You're going to want to do more. You're going to want to reach more people when we thrust out a little bit. When we thrust out a little bit. And look what the verse says here. Verse here says, in verse 4 it says, and now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. So now they got out a little bit. Now God said, Jesus says, launch out into the deep. Hey, can I tell you this? God is with us when we're out in the deep. God is out there when we were going through storms. God knows which direction to go. Now listen to this. Verse 5, and Simon answered him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. See, when we get to a certain place in life, Here's what happens. When we get out over here, the devil says, hey, it's too deep for you. Hey, you can't swim. Hey, you gonna go out there alone? You crazy? No one's gonna listen to you. Hey, they're gonna think you're crazy. Hey, you're actually gonna do that? Are you crazy? Hey, go hang out with the other ship. Hey, go over there. Go to the world. Hey, go hang out with them. They're all right. The devil will try to do everything you can to prevent you from launching into the deep. But here's the key. Peter says, tries to make an excuse. Master, we fished all night. There's nothing out there. Hey, I've knocked doors. No one's answering. Hey, the doors are open, but no one's coming in. Hey, I'm trying to pray, but this is not working. Hey, no one's coming on the vans. Hey, no one's coming to a class. Hey, these pews are still empty. Hey, I came in, I'm trying. But here's the best part. It says, nevertheless, at thy word. I will. No matter what happens, no matter when we get frustrated, when we get upset, when we get disappointed, when we get discouraged, when we feel that things are just not working out, when you feel like, man, this Christian thing is not working, this Bible thing is not working, this prayer thing is not working, at thy word I will.
Yeah, that's good.
It takes obedience.
That's right.
Obedience unto him. He said, go. We ought to go. He said, hey, give the gospel. We ought to give the gospel. He says, hey, keep knocking doors. Keep knocking doors. Hey, keep praying. Keep going forth. And here's the best part. Then it says, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. See, when times get tough, we want to quit. We want to quit. There are giants. Can you imagine that? That's how we look at life. That's how we look in the sea. We're as like grasshoppers. But the key is if we have zeal like Caleb did. He said, I want that mountain. I want that mountain. Nothing was going to stop him. Not no giants. Not no false reports. Not no devil. Not no discouragement. Not no anything that comes our way, we can look at and says, we can be like David says, is there not a cause?
That's right. Amen.
Is there not a cause? When we reach out, when we go into the deep, we do it because that's obedience to God. When we are obedient to God, when we do what God wants us to do, He will bless you. He will bless you in a tremendous way. Notice the Bible says that He got a great multitude of fishes. Not only in one boat, but how many? Two boats. Even those two boats were still being overfilled. And they were ready to break. Why? Because they were obedient. When these chairs are still empty, stay, be obedient.
Amen.
When times get tough, be obedient. When you feel like giving up, when you're facing giants in your life, stay obedient to Him. Don't ever give up on Him. He never gave up on you. He never gave up on me. We all have a job to do. We all have a purpose in life. He has something for each and every one of us to do. I don't care about your background. I don't care what you did. I don't care where you grew up. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what color your skin is. God has a purpose. Is there not a cause? When we face giants, we are able to take Him down. We are able to slay Him. We are able to get His sword. We are able to fight the devil and his demons. We are able to battle with Him. We are able because we have faith in God. We have faith in God. God says, hey, it doesn't matter. Hey, if He can use David to slay the giant, He can definitely use us. He wants to use us. But we make that excuse, say, we've tried it. We've done it. We cannot be done. You're too small. You're too old. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough faith. You don't have none of that. God says, no. No, no, no. He says, with me, all things are possible. Hey, God is able. But we got to be obedient. That is the only way. When we are obedient to God, we get an overloaded ship. And they beckon unto their partners. Here's one thing. Notice that there were two ships, right? There were two ships. One of them was obedient to God. They thrust out a little bit. Okay, this is not too bad. So God said, launch into the deep. The other ship was over here. While this ship was being overfilled, I imagine they were watching them. They were watching what is going on. Hey, hey, look at those dummies. Hey, they were out there. They're out there all night. They're doing it again. Hey, they're out there preaching. Hey, they're out there knocking. Look at them. No one's going to listen to them. No one's going to... Hold on. Hey, look at that. What's going on over there? And we're over here. Hey, the water's fine. The water's fine over here. Hey, help us. Hey, help us. Hey, we need a bigger building. Hey, we need more pews. Hey, we need more Bibles. Hey, come help us. Hey, we need some help. When we're obedient, God will bless in a mighty, mighty way. When we are obedient to Him. Peter was disappointed because he didn't have God in his ship. He didn't allow God to help him. But until God was able to lead him and point him in the right direction and say, Peter, launch out, go right over there. That's where your blessings are at. But to get there takes what? Faith in God. When we think it's impossible, when we think it cannot be done, we are dead wrong. We need to be obedient to God, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to trust Him. We're supposed to listen to Him. We're supposed to follow Him. We're supposed to listen to Him. That's what we ought to do, because He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He says, my ways are not your ways. Can I tell you this? His ways are better. His ways are bigger. And His ways are better than we do. Let's not get caught up in being frustrated. Yes, we will get frustrated. But when we are obedient, God will bless in a mighty way. And it's just right there. All we got to have is a little bit of faith. A little bit of faith in God. And He will do wonderful works in your life. And remember also, when God is working up a miracle, guess who's on the other end as well? The devil. This guy right here. He's going to tell you can't do it. He's going to tell you, hey, you're just a little grasshopper. You're not amount of nothing. Hey, I know what you did. Hey, I know what your background is. Hey, I know where you came from. But you can say, hey, I know the future. And I know where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
I know that, hey, I'm on the winning side.
Amen.
I got this. I got God on my side. I just want to encourage you, Liberty Baptist Church, stay obedient to Him. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And He will do wonderful, wonderful works in your life. Stay faithful to Him. Keep knocking doors. Keep plowing away. Keep marching on. No matter how many of these come in your path, God is able to knock those down for you. God is able to take those out of your way when we are obedient to Him.